So, let's talk about some game stuff.
Yeah, let's talk about what we're going to talk about first. How about?
We are recording, like, right?
Yeah, we're recording. So, PlayStation 4, something, 8 gigabytes RAM, something.
There was a show they had on there, this video that streamed the other day.
Yes, could you enlighten us,
Spooey?
You know,
I heard about that.
It's weird because unlike other things that streamed, they actually showed up with theirs early. It was supposed to be 6 o'clock, I think. And by the time I got home, it had been already been going for like an hour and a half.
The whole thing was like 2.5 hours. It was crazy.
Yeah,
something like that.
Why jump the gun and like start early when probably everybody's on their way home? It's kind of a bad time to pick to have your show, right?
Yeah, if it had been like 7 o'clock, I probably would have watched it. As it is, I kind of faded in and out while I was at work.
I saw some of it, like the first half. And then I watched the rest of it later, off a recording.
What do you think?
I, for the most part, liked what I saw.
Cool.
Will you buy one?
That remains to be seen. It'll depend on pricing, games, the specifics of how used games will work, since that's still a bit vague.
Seem to be dodging the question on that one.
Well, if there's one thing I know, you can't... Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
They've essentially said that there will be some form of used games, but the specifics are still unconfirmed. So I'm waiting to see how that goes. But early indications are good, which is definitely an improvement over their last console where, you know, we had clearly fake trailers and $599 and Ridge Racer, and it was just kind of generally a debacle, but I think they did well this time.
When is 8 Days coming out?
Around the same time as Last Guardian.
Apparently.
Oh, I forgot about that game.
So did everybody at Sony.
Yeah, unfortunately.
It's not called Third Guardian, it's called Last Guardian. It comes at the end of all the games.
It's called Trico. Because it's Trico.
Well, you know, I heard they actually didn't. They actually said something about not being able to play some used games.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about.
Yeah, the ones that you already own for your Sony systems currently.
Oh, you're talking about backwards compatibility.
Yeah.
Which, to be fair, you're a little crazier about backwards compatibility than some people.
I am.
I definitely like it, but I think it's only really a requirement to play the immediate predecessor's games. You were kind of mad that 3DS took out GBA compatibility of all things, so...
My whole thing is basically as I want to have something that's insurance that I'll still be able to find a viable, good, quality system that I can use for my old games still.
Just buy the HD versions.
Which, yeah. Well, if they're on a PS3, they're already HD versions.
Well, that's what I meant, the HD collections. Although with the PS4, we might get...
The HDD collections, right?
The Super HD.
By that, I mean hard disk drive. You download them now, right? Is that how it works?
Yeah, that's probably how it's going to work.
Sure, why not?
I'm curious to see what they'll go and do with hard drives on the PS4. I'm pretty sure on the PS3 you can use whatever hard drive you want, which is nice. That's something that Microsoft was too stupid to do. Instead, they went with their own insanely overpriced peripherals.
Didn't they change that, though? I thought they reversed their policy.
No. You still have to buy a Microsoft Xbox 360 hard drive that costs $1 billion.
So it's basically like memory cards for the PlayStation Vita.
I would assume so. I mean, the pricing model is pretty insane. Like, for the same price you could buy, say, like a Western Digital 2 terabyte green drive, you can buy a 120 gigabyte hard drive for the 360.
How much
so
do
the
they
pricing
go for now?
Is pretty insane. I'm not sure what they go for now, but I know what they went for back when they were back before the slim model came out. The price may have dropped since then, but back then that's what it cost.
Wasn't it supposed to be like $179 or something at one point?
I don't know. It was always too high. I mean, considering it's just a hard drive that's formatted in some weird way. That's it.
Right. Proprietary format. So did they actually show any games that anybody was interested in? I mean, I was kind of surprised that Watch Dogs is for PS4 and Wii U. I was completely certain that was just going to be the next Xbox.
No, it's for PS4 and PS3.
Right. It's actually kind of like cross-generational, which surprised me.
Yeah, which could be bad or could be good, but probably bad.
The PC version looks insane. Like, I've seen some video of it. It's crazy. Anybody else looking forward to that one?
Oh, yeah.
I don't really know that much about it yet. I have to still look up some stuff.
Well, early indications are that it could be interesting, but the demo they showed was basically like, when you're going around doing this, at a certain point, the square button will indicate that you should do the perfect situational hack. And that's not very interesting, because then you're not really choosing to do anything. You're just like, if I run around here and this happens in a sort of scripted way that it's going to happen, and you press this button at this particular time, you win. And that's, you know, boring.
Interesting.
Now, the next time somebody hacks the Sony network, can they say that they were just following the game and they thought it was like some kind of extra bonus thing?
That?
No.
Probably not.
So where was the rubber duck?
That was left in last gen, Spooey.
They said every time, I remember Phil Harrison, 2006, that every time they introduce a new controller, they're supposed to have a dock to show it off.
They had the docks for PS2, they had the docks for PS3, and now we have blue objects falling from the sky.
Well, you know, we might still get docks at E3, so...
Mm-hmm.
This is what happens when Phil Harrison leaves your company.
And Kutaragi.
How do I sound now?
Slightly better.
Terrible? I think it was using
not as good as 5 minutes ago.
I think it was using my webcam mic for some reason, which is weird.
Oh, how am I sounding?
A little quiet.
Not so great.
Really?
Hmm.
Mm. I'm using the mic that I actually bought.
You sound better now.
So I'll move it a little bit.
Yeah, that's better. Much better. It's going to take us a while to get back in the swing of things. We should start having these every week again. That'd be nice.
So, I guess we're pretty much done with the PS4, right?
I mean, it doesn't sound like anybody here is head over heels for
it. Like, there's the good news that they didn't give us a wand instead of a real controller. That was good.
Well, there is a new PS Move. Not Move, but what do they call...
I'm just glad that it's not going to be the primary version of controlling games.
Right. But the new DualShock looks a little weird. Doesn't look as pretty, but it looks a lot more ergonomic, like the GameCube controller.
Well, they're still putting the thumbsticks in the wrong places, unfortunately.
Well, they've been doing that since the 90s, so...
Where is the start and select?
Microsoft.
They merged them. It's one button now, I think.
Although the select button never really does anything anymore.
Maybe it's on the touch screen you hit it?
No, there is some kind of dedicated button, but they merged the two. There's also a share button.
Share and options or something like that, maybe?
Right.
Yeah, it might be in a weird place like it was on the S control... Or no, the original Xbox controller. Wasn't the start and select button, like, off in a corner somewhere?
Were those the black and white buttons?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those were also off in a corner somewhere.
Yeah.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think they were underneath the diamond-shaped buttons, and then when the 360 came out, they became the triggers, I think.
Okay, I'm looking at one. Yeah, they're actually sort of on the bottom of the controller. So yeah, they're not too strangely placed, but they're not where you'd figure they would be.
And I had heard that there's actually a headphone jack this time.
Yep.
They had so much problems with... Yeah, they supposedly there's a headphone jack in the new controller because they had so many problems with the wireless mics for the PS3 that they said, screw it, we'll just go back to using wired headphones.
Okay. Oh, you know, the wireless headset for the 360 kind of sucks. The sound quality is not so good, and you can't use it while it's charging, which is really stupid.
Ah. That is kind of lame.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I was thinking of the controller S, actually. Let me put it there. See how the start and select are, like, over on the bottom left? They're kind of weirdly placed.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember the Duke?
Yeah, that thing had strange button placement, but it was comfortable to hold.
I think the S controller felt a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's why they never actually sold the console in Japan, was because it was too big for anybody to hold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what they say. I have kind of big hands, though, so I liked it. I thought it was comfortable.
Do you like the Wii U gamepad?
I haven't used one of those.
You'd probably
How
like
it. How big is that?
It looks bigger in photos than in person, but it's actually fairly comfortable. It's just a little heavy, so you have to like play with it on your lap or something.
So in a year, what's going to be the big draw for the Wii U when the PS4 comes out?
I don't know. I guess we'll find out at E3.
I mean, there's got to be some first-person title coming, right?
First-person title?
First-party.
First-party? They said in the last Nintendo Direct that Smash, the next 3D Mario, and Mario Kart are going to be at E3. So, probably Bayonetta 2 as well. Probably Retro's game. I think that's about all we know at this point.
No Metroid?
I think they're putting Metroid to sleep for a little while after Other M kind of messed a lot of things up.
Mm-hmm. You think they'd use that as an opportunity to right the ship?
That's what I would say. I would say, come out, show us that you're serious about this, do it yourself this time, and come out with a good game.
Well, they probably want Retro to do it, but Retro probably is done with Metroid for now, so they don't really have anybody who wants to take on that responsibility of not messing it up.
You know who used to make really good Metroid games?
Capcom?
Nintendo.
Which part of Nintendo?
They used to do it themselves.
You know who made those really good Metroid games? Sakamoto. And you know who made Other M? Sakamoto. So that's kind of the whole problem with it.
Sakamoto?
I never played Other M. What exactly was the problem with it?
Well, for starters, the part that you probably wouldn't like is that you played the whole thing with the Wiimote held sideways, and you went into first-person mode when you pointed the controller at the screen, but you still couldn't use the nunchuck to move around, so it was kind of like this quasi-first-person shooter thing. Aside from that, there's just a bunch of storyline butchering, making Samus into like this subservient...
Apparently she keeps calling everything baby throughout the game.
She calls
taking orders from men, which women don't like to do.
Right. There's just a bunch of story reasons that people don't like it, and the gameplay isn't that great. Some people like it, some people hate it, so it's just a step down from most regards of the Metroid series. Which other Metroid games have you played, Sarge?
I have played the first Metroid.
Awesome.
I've played Fusion, Zero Mission, and a little bit of Prime.
Have you ever played Super Metroid?
Not too much. No.
Super Metroid is the Metroid game to play.
I played a bit of Super Metroid, but I think I got lost, so I kind of gave
if
up on
they
playing it.
ever wanted to, if it right now, if they were to make a 3D remake in HD of Super Metroid on the Wii U, I would buy that right now.
3D in what way? Like 2.5D or
if they just did it either 2.5D or, you know, sprite based, even if they want, if they did an HD remake of the game, I would buy the system right now. I don't care what kind of thing they shoehorn into that controller, that screen, I would buy it.
They'd probably put the map on it, which would actually be really helpful.
That would be really good. And you could see the little pink box that you're in for the entire time.
Instead of having to check the map every time you enter a new room, like, where the hell am I? Where the hell am I going? But I guess that's some of the appeal of Metroid.
I still say Super Metroid is the best constructed game I've ever played.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What about Symphony of the Night?
There are so many secrets that were... No, I still think Super Metroid's the better constructed game.
Okay, I'm not going to argue with you there. Is it your favorite Super Nintendo game?
It is my favorite Super Nintendo game. It's actually my second favorite game overall, out of anything.
What's your first favorite?
My first favorite is Bionic Commando.
For the PS3?
No, God, no. For the Game Boy and Nintendo.
I think Chad loves the PS3 Bionic Commando. But I forget if it's the remake-ish one or rearmed. I think it might have been
rearmed. Well, isn't it kind of mandatory that he likes everything that comes out on a Sony platform?
I don't think it's mandatory. I think he picks and chooses, but...
I don't think anybody loved the 3D one that came out. I think that everybody liked the Nintendo remake, basically.
I think he liked rearmed.
Yeah, that happened. That one's pretty good.
I think he liked the one with the dead wife as the arm, whichever one that was. Spoilers.
Oh, that is the, I think that is the 3D one.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
I do not own the rearmed one. I think that was the one where it was required that you had to be online at all times to play it. Because that part of that DRM thing, and I was like, screw that, forget it.
You know, it is a pain in the ass. It's still a pain in the ass with Diablo 3 because of how often Blizzard likes to do server maintenance. And they do it a lot, like once a week or so.
How is Diablo 3?
It's a hell of a lot better than it was at launch. They've patched it a number of times. When it first launched, it wasn't good at all. Like, the highest difficulty was just sort of absurd. The classes, for the most part, were not very well balanced. Like, some of them were good, some of them were great, and then others were just like, no, sorry, if you try and play past this difficulty, it's just not going to work out for you, buddy. But they've added some more content, they've tweaked a lot of numbers, they've edited some things in the gameplay, and it's actually fun now. It's not as good as 2, because it's oversimplified to too much of an extent. There's not as much to do because there's no such thing as genuine class customization anymore. So it's limited, but it's better than it was when it came out.
Will you buy it for the PS4?
Nice segue.
Why would I buy a game that I already have?
Well, apparently people have been doing that for Sony systems for a while now.
Yeah.
If they were to add special features in it, something that's, you know, exclusive to the PS4,
HD
would it make
graphics.
You say, hey, maybe I should buy this?
No, it would make me boycott Blizzard's products for the rest of my life.
Sweet.
They'd be throwing their main consumer-based PC gamers under the bus. That would be the most uncool thing they could ever do.
Well, they just did announce it for the PS4, so the question becomes, if you already own it, why the big rush to get it for the PS4?
And I think their answer to that is that the PC and console markets tend to be pretty distinct from each other. Most people who play on consoles don't have a good gaming rig. So there's already a market that's untapped, that's available, that will go for it. And they don't need to make the kind of return on it that they did for the PC, because it's already made its money on the PC. It's already made more than its share of money on the PC.
It's still making money. It doesn't have the real auction house.
And the game is already made, so all they have to do is port it, which is nowhere near the expense of development.
What is Blizzard up to now? Are they making a new WoW expansion, or are they focusing on their next-gen MMO?
They're making the StarCraft II expansion right now. It's set to release in about 3 weeks.
Most
They've
of what Blizzard...
called a...
What was that, Brandon?
Go ahead.
I was going to say, most of what Blizzard works on, no one ever hears about. It gets axed. No one ever... They've built almost entire games and then thrown them out because they can. You know, it's like...
Are you talking about Valve?
No, Blizzard.
Nope, that's how Blizzard rolls. They have giant piles of money locked away in underground vaults, so they can do whatever they want.
In the Activision vaults.
Everybody remember
these are just the Blizzard
StarCraft
vaults.
Ghost?
Yeah.
Yep.
Been in the works for like 11 years now.
I think they canceled that a while ago.
Yeah, they officially canceled that.
You know, they said the same thing about Duke Nukem Forever, and look what happened there.
They didn't say that was canceled. The developers just went under.
The two developers that were working on it, Nihilistic and those other Swinging Ape, have both gone under. That shit is done, buried, thankfully.
Now, who was the one that came out with Duke Nukem Forever?
Gearbox.
And what else did they work on recently? That
Alien.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They did, didn't they? And that kind of didn't live up to the hype either from what they showed off a couple of years ago.
Apparently they
Gearbox
departed.
Gearbox is not exactly an illustrious developer.
Unless it's Borderlands.
I don't even like Borderlands very much.
Gearbox, what their problem is that they didn't develop most of that game. That game was farmed out to... Four Winds, like Timegate, did the campaign, screwed it up, because it's alleged that they stripped all the assets out of that Gearbox had created, and just sort of put their own shit in there. But then it's a Gearbox, like, he wants to blame them. Anyway, the point is. It's a huge disappointment because the game was announced 6 years ago. It should have been. It was canceled at one point. It was then greenlighted again by some idiot at Sega. And then Sega was like, "We might have to sue you guys. We might have to sue you because Sega had like given them this money to work on Aliens, and it's alleged that Gearbox didn't use it for that. So I don't know if that's true or not. I'm not saying it is. Don't sue me. But but did you read that whole embezzlement thing?
Yeah. But that's still kind of like an anonymous tipster. I don't know.
They kept referring to Dr. Robotnik as Dr. Robotnik. Who would Sega's refer to him as Dr. Robotnik in the last like 15 years?
They probably refer to him as that internally. I mean, it's probably just a...
Why don't they just call him that in the games? It's a much better name than Eggman.
Because they probably have some user-focused testing that said kids love Eggman, and Robotnik isn't cool or something stupid like that.
Kids like crappy Sonic totally games. Cool.
Honestly, if you get hung up about that, you're almost as bad as the kids who don't like Robotnik.
I am, damn it.
But you know what it is in the end? Or wants to be.
Well, you know, there actually was supposedly a Gearbox Aliens game that came out that was good.
AVP.
Aliens Infestation on the DS. But apparently WayForward actually made the game, but Gearbox's name is on it somehow.
Really? I didn't know they made a DS.
So maybe maybe apparently like an extra $50 million went into that DS game.
What genre was that?
The Aliens Infestation?
Yeah.
I think it was an action game. I actually, you know what? I actually bought it for like $5 at Kmart around Christmas. But I'm so backlogged on my PS2 games right now.
If it's a way forward 2D side-scroller, it must be good.
Yeah. And you play as like a different team of people, and I guess if your character dies in the game, they never return.
They die for real.
You just kind of take over somebody else's character, and hopefully you survive to the end of the game.
Sounds vaguely zombie-ish.
That sounds like a Game Boy game where you get where you have a Tamagotchi, and once your character dies, you can never play it again. You have to go out and buy a new one.
Oh.
I'll have to actually try it out to see what it's like.
Gearbox, actually, I'm going to push back a little on the idea that they're not that great. They are. Brothers in Arms is a great series, and bar the recent, tarnishing that they did with that Inglourious Bastard ripoff, Furious 4, that series is excellent. There's three of them, and they're all great, and they actually, I think they've won some awards, actually, but it's an authentic World War II experience, unlike Call of Duty, which was good, but didn't have the same kind of depth of gameplay as Brothers in Arms, and it was totally underrated, although a lot of people did like it. It just didn't sell as well as it should have.
Weren't there actually a bunch of them, though?
There are three of them.
There's Road to Hill 30, right?
Yeah.
Road to Hill 30, Earned in Blood. And then there was the DS one, right?
Hell's Highway was an Xbox 360 one.
And then there was Double Time on the Wii, right?
Yeah.
And there was a DS and a PSP one, right?
And Xbox 360.
Yeah.
Hell's Highway. So
how was that?
It's good. It's not, I mean, it's came out in like 2006, so it's pretty old now, but I mean, it's good. I have it on PC too. It's pretty good.
That reminds me.
They're making another.
What was that?
They're making another one. They were going to turn it into that really dumb Glorious Bastards thing, and then that got canned, thankfully. They're going to make a real follow-up. But
you know
got
what
too
I'd love
projects.
To see?
What?
You know it'd be a great like World War II game? Dance Dance Revolution World War II?
Oh.
Like where you dance, That'd be fun.
You dance to some, some German propaganda songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see it now. You played you in the concentration camps and the Nazis.
And then if you and
feet,
if you like
you
hit if you dance
Sergeant
in the wrong
bullets.
Sequence, you
exactly,
get shot.
Sarge.
Mm-hmm. I can totally see how that wouldn't be controversial at all.
APAC would go nuts.
Dude, they would just put Tarantino's name on it and they'd win like Game of the Year.
One of the topics I wanted to talk about tonight, G4 forums, they're going kaput. We're getting some.
Yeah.
They're going to die.
Some refugees from there. The boards are actually kind of picking up. Probably didn't choose the best time to switch over to HTTPS, but oh well.
Hey, I heard that I heard some of the people that were banned went back for a couple of days. You hear about that, Andrew?
Yeah. Ryan went back, and some other jerks went back. I went back.
I went back.
Purely advertised the forums,
Well, it seemed to work. We have, two, three new people?
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
So, we're set for the next year and a half with posters.
Don't trust me.
They've attained blue status now, so,
Yeah.
They'll be gone.
That's always a plus.
I'll have to, wonder if I can up that minimum. Just so that we can keep an eye on them a little bit better. New posters watching this, or listening, I guess. Welcome. We have our eye on you. Have some fun on the boards. That's what they're there for.
Hey, how do those, the shirts that you made, how did that ever turn out?
What do you mean?
How many did you end up giving out to people?
think it was like 10 to 15. I forget the specific number.
You should totally have a come over to Jeep Forum, Project Jeep Forum. When X-Play goes down, get a free shirt or a button, something like that, like even a button maybe.
Well, I am planning on doing something for the 5-year anniversary of the site on March 1st. It's going to be a little more involved than t-shirts. I don't know. I'm still thinking about how I want to do it, but t-shirts for new members would be pretty cool. But then we'd have to make sure that people wouldn't sign up just to get the t-shirt and then stop posting. But then again, if you just post for a free t-shirt that says Project G Forum on it or whatever, why would you even want that t-shirt?
Well, what you could do is you can mail it to them in pieces and then at the end mail them a sewing machine and just do it over a very long period of time.
Yeah. Vesting period. It's kind of weird how, you know, you would never think that some offshoot website would continue going after a website for a television network that's been in, you know, it's just kind of mind-blowing for me.
When will Project G4 become a reality? Because right now it's just a project, right?
It's a work in progress, I guess.
Yeah. That's indefinitely.
That's what project means. Yeah, it's indefinite.
Meaning never.
So G-Forum will always be in flux, basically.
G-Forum will always be a project. Unless I can somehow get gforum.com, then maybe I'll drop the project.
What if you, like, if you ever sell the movie rights off to the forum, you think you might just retire?
What?
Well, I know you're working on Project Epsilon, right?
Epsilon, yeah.
Now, say somebody sees that and they're like, this would make a great movie. I want to buy the rights to this. Would you just sell off your forum and retire?
Well, Epsilon is kind of different from the forum. They're kind of actually pretty separate if you think about it. But would I sell it off? I think I would only agree to that if I could have creative control of the movie. Or TV
show. So who do you
want
to play you?
Actually, I think it would work better as a TV show. It's kind of imagined as a pseudo-TV show right now.
Don't put it on NBC.
Why not?
Because they'll change it into a multiple sitcom, or a multiple camera sitcom, and then everybody will walk off the show.
Are you referring to a specific NBC sitcom?
I am.
Which is?
Is it, what is it, Up All Night, I think was the show? Christina Applegate, Will Arnett vehicle.
Oh yeah, I heard about that. That's crazy.
I guess they got rid of like the person who ran the show, and then they decided they were gonna make it a multi-camera, you know, laugh track series. And then Christina Applegate said she was gonna just leave the show because it's changed so much, and that's not what she signed on for. Well, they were gonna try to get Phoebe. What's her name? The one who played Phoebe on Friends.
Lisa Kudrow.
Yeah, they wanted to see if she would come and take over the role, and I guess they're having so many problems on just rebooting the show that they eventually knocked it down from like 5 episodes to 1 episode to like now it's just on indefinite hiatus, which pretty much means it's probably canceled.
Yeah.
Like Duke Nukem?
Well, if it's canceled, that won't be a big loss because Will Arnett has Arrested Development to do. Continues for a long time.
Will Arnett's got that Ted McGinley thing going on, doesn't he?
I forget.
Everything he stars in seems to get canceled.
Now, Ted McGinley, he was also in Married with Children, like Christine Applegate.
Yes. He actually was one of the... he lasted longer than Steve Darcy did, so.
Oh, he did? I never did an episode count.
Oh, he was on for, like, 7 seasons or something.
Esoterica.
How did we get into TV?
I don't remember.
Anyways, are you guys sad about G4 going away? I mean,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, kind
of. I mean, I kind of, they haven't even been like on my radar for the past few years. I've just been like focused on G4M, and then I heard about this, and it's kind of, it's weird being back.
You'll no
there.
Longer be able to go on.
No.
Okay, you can continue.
I was finished.
Yeah. Okay. It's
But hey, what? No. Okay. I have 30,000 posts. Pointing that out, and I'm gonna miss, you know, the grandeur.
I was there
day the lights go out.
Yes, the galaxy-ending event. I will be there.
I told them they should just post the database online, and then I would import it into G4M.
Well, you guys heard the rumors with Leo Laporte, right?
No.
What about him?
Supposedly he was looking into buying the rights back for Screensavers.
I assume he didn't.
Somebody asked him, I don't know, maybe 2-3 weeks ago, and he posted on Twitter saying, well, you know, I've been having conversations with the G4. You know, really like that. So nobody's heard anything since then?
Would he change the name of Twit to the Screensavers?
I don't know, but I think he'd at least want the domain back. Maybe he could put out his own show, or maybe do like a podcast, new kind of podcast with all the old people from Screensavers.
He should buy the set. The set was really the best thing about the Screensavers, let's be honest.
Wasn't that dismantled on, like guys, 8 years ago?
I think it was dismantled. Well, it wasn't dismantled, but it was reconverted into AOTS in 2005.
Time to let go. Have you seen the number of changes they've had for AOTS's set?
I know they changed from that original Screensavers knockoff-looking set in, like, 2000.
That would require watching G4 at some point, which I don't think any of us have done in many years.
Yeah.
Am I the only one that still gets G4?
I think I get it now.
I don't even have a cable provider, so...
Now that I'm in Boston, but before a year ago... my family had DirecTV, so during that interim period, no, I did not have G4. And I wasn't really that sad about it.
They've already taken Attack of the Show off for the last 2 weeks.
And X-Play ended recently, too, didn't it?
X-Play and Attack of the Show both ended on the same day. But they're still showing reruns of X-Play, but for whatever reason, they decided to take Attack of the Show off and put reruns of Quantum Leap and Karate Kid marathons on.
Okay.
I was expecting them to just play Cops for 12 hours and Cheaters for 12 hours and just do that.
They no longer air Cheaters, believe it or not. Cheaters has not been on for like 2 months. 3 months, maybe.
Okay. The only person I'm going to miss is Kristen Holt. Like, badly.
See, now I can tell you already miss Kristen Holt because you're calling her by the name that she had before she got married like 4 years ago.
I know. I refuse to accept her new name.
Spooey, do you have... You should upload all the old icons. Not the ones after the relaunch.
I have a lot of them.
But I really
you
like
mean not
icons.
The ones about, like, J.J. Abrams and Suicide Girls?
No, yeah, those were awful.
Not Todd McFarlane, that was Nerd Nation.
Yeah.
Frank Miller. The actual video game ones.
Yeah, the video game ones, not the Michelle Rodriguez ones.
Well, you know, I have many of those episodes, but there's actually a website that I'm contributing things to right now.
G4
and
Rewind.
He has an FTP server where people can upload different things to.
If it's not streaming
and
video...
Somebody must have put on like at least like 60 episodes of icons already. You can probably find like the first 4 full seasons on there.
I forgot about icons.
Icons is my favorite G4 show.
That was my favorite G4 show as well.
High five, Scooby.
Find a sheet.
Wait, you liked Icons more than X-Play?
Well, X-Play is a tech TV show, Mr. Drex.
It became a G4 show, Mr. Spooey.
It became one, but it was a tech TV show.
I think we're arguing semantics here.
I mean, if somebody buys the rights to a syndication...
I always
liked
watching the hosts argue on Judgment Day.
I think they still air that in, like, Canada.
Yep.
They do, as I think it's reviews on the run, right?
It stopped existing a long time ago. Yeah.
Yep.
Tommy's not on there.
Still exists there.
Tommy Tallarico, I don't think, has been on that show for, like, 6 years now.
Hmm. Nope.
Is Victor still doing it?
Yeah. Yep. He's, like... I think he's got... I don't know.
I just always thought it was funny because you had one guy who was, like... incredibly harsh, and the other guy was always overly generous, and they would just argue the whole show.
Now, which one was Ebert and which one was Siskel?
Oh, I
for some reason in my head, I think Tallarico was Siskel.
Tommy, listen. Yeah, no, Tommy's been gone for a long time. Now, like, you see, like, Don Fubar, Jorge Gonzalez, or what's his name? I don't remember his name, but he's now one of the co-hosts. There's like two or three co-hosts.
God, I remember I used to type to Don Fubar all the time.
We all did.
Yeah. Is Bobby Blackwolf still there? Is he helping out? Or is he with Scott Rubin?
Scott is still there.
I have not heard from Blackwolf in a long time. I want to know what happened to that Black Wolf music video that he made. I haven't seen that in ages.
I don't know what the music video is, but I do have him on one of my tapes for the G4ia special.
He made a music video for himself. And it was called Black Wolf, and it was basically just like a song about how, you know, he would lock all of your threads and steal your women and rule the boards with an iron fist. It was actually pretty funny.
Who are we talking about?
So it's about his actual
Black Wolf. I don't know if you remember Black Wolf or not. That was many years ago.
I do not, but I've heard many tales of him.
He was back when in the Scott Rubin days, basically, G4, and I think when Scott Rubin left, he kind of went with him.
I don't know who Scott Rubin is.
Yeah, he was around before the Tech TV merger, so y'all youngins probably don't remember that.
A lot of people left when Scott Rubin left. He was kind of like the legitimate end of G4.
The All Games.
What was the thing about him supposedly going crazy a few years ago?
Oh, yeah. Well, he went to All Games, and a lot of people went with him. So, you know, there was kind of a decrease in forum traffic. But I never stayed around at All Games much because it wasn't a very good forum. But essentially, conspiracies, and people got sick of it and left.
That was a little bit of lag. Anyways.
Well, you know, Andrex, I know this hurts you very much, and we haven't mentioned it yet. So Rayman Legends is no longer a Wii exclusive.
Why would that hurt me?
Wasn't that one of the big games you were looking for?
I wouldn't say it was a big game. I was looking forward to it as a platformer.
Well, not so much that it's not exclusive, but it's been delayed.
I wasn't really that sad about it being delayed, actually, since Monster Hunter and Luigi's Mansion are hitting next month. That might actually give me more time to play those. I probably wouldn't have gotten it at launch anyways. I don't really pay $60 for games much anymore. You know,
well, it is a Ubisoft game, so it'll probably be $20 in about 3 weeks.
Right, that's kind of what I was thinking. Them and game? Sega, they usually drop the prices fairly quickly.
Rayman Legends?
Oh. That looks good.
It looks good, but I'm iffy about the touchscreen Murphy stuff. Hopefully, now that it's multi-platform, it's being ported to systems that don't have touchscreen controllers, that they're going to rip all that Murphy bullcrap out and make it play correctly on the Wii U. I'm not holding my hopes, though.
How much is Arkham City going for on the Wii U?
that's still $60, which is why I still haven't bought it yet.
That's kind of nuts. It's been out for a good while.
Not the quote-unquote armored edition, which is completely...
Oh, so they still have some arbitrary special
you
title.
You can throw batarangs like, with can your second
full
screen.
Prize still.
Yeah, and it even performs worse in some parts than some of the other versions, which is really very lame. Ubisoft, though, is having a sale on all their games for, like, a week or 2 weeks or something. So, like, Zombie U and, what else
is this today? Online thing?
I think it's in the eShop, yeah. All those games are, like, $42 now instead of $60. So I'm considering getting Zombie U, which is supposed to be an okay game.
I'm surprised. Zombie U has 84 customer reviews on Amazon right now. And it looks like it's got a 4.5 out of 5 score. Was it supposed to be really good?
It was supposed to. I think a lot of people liked it for what it was. There was like always this kind of subgroup of people who hyped it up because it was a Wii launch game. There's another subgroup of people who bashed it exceedingly because they were annoyed at these people hyping it up for being a Wii launch game. But the people that actually played it, I've heard pretty good things about. Like, even if you listen to the Zero Punctuation review, and you know that guy hates everything, he was kind of positive about it. I'm looking forward to playing it because it does like the Aliens thing, Aliens Infestation thing, where you take control of a survivor in this apocalypse, and if he gets eaten by zombies, then you come back as somebody different, and you have to kill your zombie by itself to get your supplies, which I think is a cool mechanic. Otherwise, I don't really know much about the game or how much content there is or what the missions are like, which is obviously the deciding factor. I should post some impressions about it if I do buy it.
Has anybody played Tank, Tank, Tank yet?
No, and I probably never will.
No.
That, to me, from what I can see from the game, that looks like it might actually be fun. I don't know.
Not $60 fun, though.
Apparently you ride around in a tank and you shoot people.
Mm.
But it's cartoony.
Wow, you could never guess that from the name.
Just like Zombie U, I wonder what that's about.
Isn't that
game
really
called
ugly
Squishy
Tank?
Yeah, it's like PS1 quality visuals.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not original generation game?
It's slightly more out of place on the system than other titles, yes.
It's cel-shaded,
it
though,
could
right?
be. You remember that Far Cry game that came out for the Wii that had N64 level visuals?
Far Cry Vengeance, right?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Even though Far Cry Vengeance was known for having awful graphics, look at the third-party games over the rest of the next 5-6 years and tell me if that didn't even still look better than those games.
I never played it, so I don't
know. The Wii was known as essentially like the, what was it you called it, Brandon? The cum dumpster for this generation.
Yeah, that's right.
It was just the repository for all the terrible shit that people were making.
Mm-hmm.
But still, like, you didn't have 45 seconds of enjoyment out of it.
The most enjoyment I got out of that game was in the Angry Video Game Nerd Christmas special where... They showed him, they did like the Ghosts of Christmas Future thing, and they showed him playing Far Cry Vengeance and having a heart attack over how bad it was. I thought that was pretty funny.
You go to Walmart
and find those big bins full of Wii games. It's like the ball pool at McDonald's or something.
Except not as fun.
You just jump in there and it gets lost. Bratz Racing, Barry Hatter.
M&M Racing.
And when you realize how little kids are slobbering all over them.
Now, Barry Hatter, that's actually Billy the Wizard, right?
Yeah, they got sued.
Is it sad that I know who that is?
I know.
Probably.
Me too.
Yeah, that came out on the PS2, though, right? Over in Europe?
Probably, but it also came out on Wii. Yeah.
That was one of those conspiracy data designs ones, I think.
Yeah, probably.
There was a joke I was going to make. Okay, go on. You may proceed. It's all right.
We need to do something about people talking over each other. It's very annoying.
All right, I'll go ahead and go there. Somebody on the forum Yeah.
Somebody you know, we could just make a rule that you have to shut up when I start talking.
We should have, like, a green okay light button. It's like, okay, I'm going to talk now.
We need to all be in the same room, I think, for a podcast.
That would be very nice, but I don't think that's going to happen. Although...
Who's forking over the plane ticket receipts?
Steph is buying plane tickets as we speak to Boston. And we are going to pax it up next month.
Nice.
It's going to be awesome.
Are you going to film more videos again?
Probably.
In fast food joints, talking about like your day and how things are going?
Yeah, what, you didn't enjoy that?
I liked that video. I actually used that video to help me train on some of the filters for the color designs for my After Effects program. I was like, how can I manipulate this digital video I found on YouTube into a unsaturated, harsh gray environment?
So, and you never posted that? What the hell?
Where's the video? Can you find the URL for it? I'll redo it at some point if you want.
It's called like Andrix and Kumiko over coffee. I mean, just search for Andrix and Kumiko on YouTube and it'll probably pop up. Yeah, here we go.
How come she doesn't
post
that
often
anymore?
She says she's very, very busy. She works a lot.
She's writing for all those gaming magazines now, you know?
I don't know. I haven't seen her post anything.
You know, she actually writes fairly well. We have some pretend writers on G4M, though.
Pretend writers.
Mm.
Oh, no.
I ever tell you about that website I used to write for like a week?
Nope.
There were a couple people from back in the Tech TV days who decided they wanted to have their own website for reviews. And there were maybe four or five people there, and they asked like some people just to kind of go and help them out. So I wrote up a couple of reviews, but it was one of those things where your dream, you want, like, you know, it's like those instant fame things where it's like everybody's just supposed to rush to your website because it exists kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And all they wanted to talk about was like how they loved games like Ratchet and Clank and Guitar Hero. And I was like, you know, who wants to read glowing reviews for everything? People don't go to find out why a game is good. They want to find out why a game sucks. Pick some average games and write what's good and bad. You did?
Yes. That was the one that was ran by that Sony fanboy who always got angry at me because I, you know, wasn't as ecstatic about Sony as him. And he loved Ratchet and Clank.
Now, this is the same one I was at, though?
What time period?
Maybe late 2005, maybe?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Really? Okay. It's kind of a blur now. It's quite possible. But you know what I'm saying, though, right? It was like all glowing reviews about everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like, oh yeah, we're gonna make it so everybody can find the reviews, and like they wanted like to assign you things to like do, like you had to write like two reviews a week, but they themselves couldn't do one review in a month.
Mm.
And it's like, it's your website, man, you know?
Yeah, I remember.
And then it comes out and it's like Ratchet and Clank Going Commando, greatest game ever, 5 out of 5, mm. Yay!
Yeah, G4M kind of went through that awkward period itself when we did version 2. We had that. The whole blogging review system, which never got like more than like 3 reviews between Kumi and myself. I'm glad we're out of that phase. We're focusing on what
we should do that again, you know.
Nah.
But I would have to pick games like I that are like 10 years old.
I mean, anybody's free to write a review and post it as a thread, which I encourage everybody to do. I think the future of G4M is the forum, as well as like stuff like G4M streams and Epsilon.
Yeah, we haven't done one of those.
Like
in a while,
I was telling.
Yeah, I'm planning on doing some more streams in a little bit, actually. So look for that.
Actually, I have a better internet connection than I used to, so I could.
Sarge, I can't hear you.
What?
The one that just said he had a better internet connection, nobody can hear.
I used to. So I could probably stream now. Where I lived before, my internet connection sucked. I could never stream. So I could now, theoretically.
Hold on, let me find you the thread. You need the, I'll have to PM you the key for our Twitch TV. After that, you can stream to your heart's content.
Hey, your video finally downloaded for me. So.
What video?
The one with you and Kumi.
Yeah.
At the coffee shop where we were looking at sailing for 6 minutes. I re-downloaded it.
Oh yeah. Because the camera's just like sitting at the table.
I was using my smartphone. Okay, you know.
Can that only go up to 720?
What?
Your camera?
Evidently.
You know what? This reminds me now. I didn't hear Sony. Did they mention anything about that 4K stuff for the PS4?
No. I think that eventually there will be some kind of crazy first-party game that kind of shows it off, but I definitely don't think 99% of games are going to even bother with that.
Can you guys pick up my keyboard when I type?
Yes.
Like, are you hearing this right now?
Yes.
This is like the best episode ever.
This is the best episode ever.
It's the best episode I've ever recorded on a Sunday night.
Right.
I'll give you that.
Yeah, if there's one that deserves to disappear, actually, it would be this one.
I agree.
No, we need to have one for February, because I don't like not having one for a certain month, even though that's happened multiple times in the past. But
I'm starving and disoriented.
This is the shortest month of the year.
Yes. And we actually have kind of a streak going. We didn't do one in October, but not counting that, the last gap was in May last year. And the last gap before that was May the previous year. So we've only had a couple gaps that have been longer than a month, actually. So that's why we have to have this one. Otherwise, by the time next week rolls around, it'll be March already.
Oh my god, I forgot Friday's March.
Yeah, I know.
I have to go back to the doctor's on Friday.
For your diabetes?
That's right. I went and I was supposed to go Friday before last, and I had an appointment for 8:15, and originally I had it requested to come in half day for work, because when I made the appointment 3 months ago, I didn't realize there was a holiday on Monday, and I'd have it off anyway. So I then asked for the entire day off, and I thought my appointment was at 10. And I went home on Thursday. I took a nap. I woke up. I looked at the card. I realized it was 8:15. I said, oh, I got to get up like super early. So I had absolutely no sleep. I probably got to sleep maybe around 4 and got up around 7. And I get to the doctor's office and the door is locked. So I call the number to the alternate place, and then come to find out my doctor decided to go on vacation for 2 weeks. And then I never got a call about it. I was like, great, okay. So, being the idiot that I am, thinking I could have a 4-day weekend, I said, I think I'll go into work for a while.
And then so this would be on the extras portion?
I should hope so.
My doctor's exam only shows up in the special extra director's cut version of the GCAP.
Yes.
We are gearing up for the 50th episode, which will be another video cast.
Can you tell I'm not very, very awake right now?
If you sign up and pay $10 a month to Andrew, you'll get to hear about Spooey's diabetes appointment.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is a key cornerstone of our G4M Premium.
My blood sugar level was 84 last time I went. So.
Okay, yeah, we're ending this podcast right now. Nobody here seems that into continuing it, so...
What do you want to talk about, Andrew?
I am finished with stuff I want
to
talk about.
I have no idea what else to talk about, Quinn.
That's probably a good sign we should stop. All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you.
We've done this an hour. We could stop now, right?
Yeah, we can stop.
Fuck it. Do it live.
We'll end it live.
Just play me out with some good music.
Did Joel leave? Yeah, it looks like he left. All right, Spooey, you can choose the ending music for this episode.
And I'll let you pick whatever you want. If you even want to do Doctor Who, that's probably fine.
I don't think there's any Doctor Who music.
It has the most tolerance for bullshit.
Yeah.
You've gone through every song for Doctor Who. There is nothing left, right?
Well, between me and Kumi, I mean, we're both in stealth. We're all massive Doctor Who fans.
I mean, if you asked me, you know I'm going to pick an old video game music. So
that's fine.
Well
that actually goes
next
well.
Next time I get to pick the song, I never got to pick the song ever.
Okay, you can pick the opening for this one. Just post
it in the
chat
box. Okay, how about this? You pick both of them, and I'll pick one down the line. How's that?
No, I'll pick the opening. You pick the...
My brain is completely fried right now. I can't think of a single thing.
Fantastic. Okay. All right, gentlemen. Thank you for showing up.
There you go. Pick something from Fantastic Four, the movie. There you go. Whatever you want.
Okay. Whatever.
Either or. Rise of the Silver Surfer, that's fine.
Yeah, I think your brain is fried, Spooey.
All right, have fun, everybody.
Good night.
Over and out.
Why do I even bother sometimes?